The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real, we are always unscripted, and I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I am your co-host, Melody Martirana.
Well, hello, Melody.
Well, hello, Rick.
And how are you today?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Oh, sorry, we have an audience. Okay, so we'll get back to you guys. Anyway, so this week we have one of my favorite subjects to talk about on our show. We are talking about our multis, and we have many different multis. How many of those do we have, Melody?
We actually have 11 unique formulas, but a total of 16 options.
Okay.
So multiple sizes. That's where multiple sizes come in.
There you go. And we're going to go through all of those over the next 2 weeks. This is going to be a two-part show. And I will tell you, a lot of people out there might think Centrum or Theragram or our multis or some other multis, they're all the same. Well, they're not all the same. The differences in multis would go from basically a pair of roller skates all the way up to a Ferrari, if you think of it that way. So, and we would consider ours the Ferrari. We are going to explain all those details to you over the next couple of weeks. And this show, we're going to talk about some of the nutritional gaps with multis and how to fill some of those nutritional gaps. And then next week, we're talking about, are really all multis created equal? But we're going to also focus, because our multis kind of broken up into general multis for men and for women. And then we have certain men's formulas, we have certain women's formulas, we have prenatal formulas. So just to kind of put the show to where it kind of makes sense, we're going to focus on general stuff plus men's issues this week. And then next week, general stuff, more general stuff, plus all the women's issues, plus prenatal issues. So anyway, so that's kind of where our show is going. But before we get into all that, Melody needs to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us.
Our main hub is www.cohradio.com. That's cohradio.com. And if you're a longtime listener, you probably still have us saved as crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And either one of those will still get you to us. They'll both redirect to the right space. Now, from there, you can actually visit our company website if you just want more information on the over 100 products that we produce in our additive-free formulas, or more information about the company if you just want to drill down more into the details, all the sup facts, anything you want to know in general is going to be on the emeraldlabs.com website. Now, we sell nationwide. So we're in mom and pops nationwide. We're in major chains like Sprouts and Vitamin Shoppe nationwide. And we have some amazing retail partners. So generally, you're going to be able to find a store near you. The only question is what mix of our products are they carrying? Because we have such a wide variety. So it can be really difficult sometimes to find a specific product when you're working with 100 products. In a store might carry anywhere from 5 to 35. So we wanted to make sure that you had a one-stop shop. And that partner for us is supplements.one. It's supplements.one, and they carry every single formula that we make. But if you do want to find a local retailer, you can always look at the find your local retailer tab. I think that's exactly what it's called on the emeraldlabs.com website. Or you can link over to supplements.one. So we've got lots of connecting points. We just want to make sure that you have access to the information and the products that you need.
And so please check out all that cool stuff, because we really want to hear from you guys. So we want to get into our talking points this week. And my talking point actually comes from a magazine that my brother put in my box across the street, because he handles the mail. And it was on organic and non-GMO issues and in regards to kind of agriculture and what's going on. And I must say that I've always been interested in learning more about farming practices, things like that, because that's all these herbs, they all ultimately come from, or initially come from the ground and ultimately go in our mouths. So we want to understand more. So I'm going to be pulling some talking points from this journal over the next few weeks, because there's just some great information. But I wanted to just give you some of the highlights. One thing, I always kind of gave up on the whole soy issue, that I figured just just soy is a lost cause, that it's all full of pesticides, it's all GMOs. Monsanto's won the battle and it's over. But I will tell you, there's a big non-GMO soybean farmer alliance that's really working hard to provide excellent soybeans from pure seeds that are non-GMO. There's a whole article on that I'm going to be reading on. There's something about the Ute Indians close to Four Corners in the United States. They're doing some non-GMO corn work. There's something about glyphosate, which is Roundup, the insecticide, on what's going on with that. Some interesting information. But this week, I want to talk about a couple different groups. Most of you might know about the Non-GMO Project. They do some good work with non-GMO. There are a lot of different trade organizations that are sort of coming up with regarding non-GMOs. So Non-GMO Project is one. There's NSF, which is another one. And I'm not advocating for these groups particularly. I'm just giving you some information that they're doing. So this says NSF's revised non-GMO standard defines gene editing and synthetic biology as genetic engineering. So you have to understand as a consumer that we all know, well, most of us know what GMOs are, genetically modified organisms. But now they're starting to do some plain games with words. They say, well, it's not a GMO, it's gene editing, or it's synthetic biology, which is all for our benefit, right? So anyway, so it says NSF, an independent public health and safety organization, recently published an updated version of its non-GMO certification program that defines emerging technologies such as gene editing and synthetic biology as genetic engineering. So that's kind of a big deal, because now they all sort of fall under the umbrella of genetic engineering under NSF's revised standards. Now, NSF has become the second major non-GMO certification firm following the Non-GMO Project to define these technologies as genetic engineering. So kudos to Non-GMO Project and NSF for doing this. So when you see products that have those labels on them, you can drill down, you go to the websites, you can see what kind of standards they're setting. But I, as a consumer, I just want to know that the food that I'm buying hasn't been Frankenstein. I want to know that I'm
Franken food.
Yeah, Franken food. I just don't want to know what I'm getting. So, anyway, so I just want to talk a little bit about this. So, ingredients derived from GMO microorganisms are not acceptable. The revision means that products derived from gene editing and synthetic biology cannot be certified as non-GMO by NSF. Bioengineering, synthetic biology, and gene editing are included within the definition of genetic engineering or genetic modification, said Sarah Kroll, NSF's Global Managing Director of Food Safety Product Certification. And I do want to say NSF doesn't pay us anything for this. This is just an interesting article. We're here to help you as consumers to make informed decisions. So in 2018, NSF was criticized for certifying Cargill's Eversweet sweetener, which is derived from a GMO yeast in a synthetic biology process, as non-GMO. So they're basically fermenting something with a GMO yeast and then saying, well, we're going to certify it as non-GMO. Well, me as a consumer, I want to know anything that's in the food that I'm consuming that comes from GMOs. So now they've revised that standard. So Dana Pearl, senior food and technology policy campaigner at Friends of the Earth, said NSF's non-GMO verification of Eversweet sets a dangerous precedent for greenwashing other GMO products. But NSF's non-GMO standard has been revised to clarify that ingredients derived from GM microorganisms are not acceptable, according to Kroll. So anyway, so these kind of things, they happen a lot. And I want to just talk a little bit more about this. But you as a consumer, you need to be informed. You need to understand that these companies, they're trying to practice some smart marketing with consumers. And we as consumers, we have to be a little bit smarter. So they further write that NSF's non-GMO certification program will also align with the language and terms used in the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Bioengineered Food Disclosure Standard, the NBFDS, a new rule effective January 1st, 2020. So this is good news. The USDA has a new program starting January 1st of 2020, and it requires food manufacturers, importers, and retailers to ensure bioengineered foods are appropriately labeled. The NBFDS excludes highly refined ingredients such as oils and starches derived from GMO crops such as corn and soy from being labeled if there is no detectable GMO DNA in the finished product. Kroll said NSF would certify such highly refined GMO ingredients as non-GMO only if the product does not contain more than 0.9% GM-derived ingredient content, including water and salt by weight. NSS revised non-GMO standard aims to simplify certification requirements for clarity, understanding, and ease of use. So if you want to look that up, the National Bioengineered Food Disclosure Standard, and I actually met with a guy recently, and he talked about this is a company that's doing testing for DNA and different things regarding this new standard that's come out. So this is an evolving world with GMOs, but it's something we as consumers, we want to be informed about, and it's something that Melody and I are going to be kind of keeping our ear to the ground, and I actually signed up for a new journal that's going to give me some really good information. I might even be going to some of these farm organizations, some of these trade meetings to learn more about seeds. There's a company out of Israel that is now producing high quality non-GMO soy seeds that have a higher protein content, but they do this through selective breeding with the soy, different strains of soy. It has nothing to do with GMOs, and that's fine. If you want to take and, you know, breed to get a better seed that has higher protein content, that's fine in my opinion, as far as science goes. But when you start editing the actual DNA, what God has made, I have a real problem with that, and I want to know what I'm eating. So we're here to help you as consumers. So I'll be bringing more of this stuff to you over the next few weeks, probably, you know, I don't know, just listen to future shows, and I'll bring more information to you. And each week when we get a new journal, Melody and I will have lots of good information to share with all of you. But I'm looking, and I think we're out of time for segment one. So hopefully that was helpful. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. And I am your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you are just tuning in with us, this week we're talking about our multis, 11 different unique formulas, and why they would be considered the Ferrari of multis. And I don't just say that, I don't say stuff like that just to say it. We're going to explain to you why these multis are the Ferrari of the multis and why they're completely different than standard Centrum or some other cheap tablet and one daily that you can get out in the marketplace. But anyway, we also want to let you know, if you're just tuning in, you can go to cohradio.com, cohradio.com. You can get all of our archive shows there. You can connect to supplements.one. That's our internet partner affiliate where you can get all of our formulas every day at 10% below MSRP. You can also go there and enter in the coupon code. Each week we give a coupon code in the radio show at the end, and you can get an additional discount, sometimes up to 50% additional off. So stay tuned for the end and we'll be giving that to you. So anyway, and you can also get to emeraldlabs.com. So you can check us out at Instagram at COH Radio, or for Emerald at Emerald I'm Free, or Facebook.com/COH Radio or /Emerald I'm Free. But anyway, we want to get into Melody's talking point, but I think she had something else she wanted to mention before she gets into that.
First, I'd like to apologize because some of you may have heard me choking in the first segment. I keep my water right here next to me, and apparently I forgot how to drink my water. But yeah, you know, when Rick was talking about the non-GMO project and NSF and all of these verifying bodies that are out there doing good work. You know, some of you may wonder when you look at our products, like, why don't you see that on our formulas? And I wanted to discuss it because I think it's actually really important for you to understand that the lack of those on our formulas do not in any way affect our quality or the purity of what we're bringing to you. And because we manufacture all of our own formulas, you know, and Rick is the owner and the founder of this company, you know, with, you know, his brother, it's a family-owned business. We've been in business for over 20 years. We haven't been bought out by some big conglomerate or, you know, chemical company. Or to this day, Rick actually still personally chooses all of our raw material suppliers. We largely and almost exclusively avoid any ingredients that are actually at risk for GMO contamination. For instance, we're going to talk about Pure Way C today. Most vitamin C on the market is corn-based. Pure Way C does have a portion of its, you know, proprietary makeup that comes from ascorbic acid that is corn-sourced. However, Pure Way C is in fact non-GMO certified. So when we cross those bridges, we make sure that we are working with materials that have been non-GMO project verified. GMO-free is actually a term I should address as well, because even with the amazing work that the non-GMO project is doing, if you look at their website under their Q&A, they actually do clarify that no body can actually certify anything as being GMO free. There's just no way scientifically to prove or verify that at this point in time. So they're doing some really good work. They're able to, you know, do a very good evaluation, but they cannot even confirm that something is completely GMO free.
Well, and one of the reasons for that is companies like Monsanto, which was bought by Bayer. Do you think they're sharing all their scientific information about the GMOs that they're developing? Well, of course not. It's a for-profit corporation. That would be considered their intellectual property. And of course, they're not going to share, because we're going to use that to, you know, to try and say why we don't really like what they're doing. So, sure. You know, so this is just the world we live in. So it's always sort of a game of catch up. And yeah. So now, when I talked earlier about this is an evolving issue, there are companies, in fact, like I said, there's companies stopped by this trade show we went to recently, and they came by and said, we're doing some really good DNA testing on GMOs. And so I'm going to be talking to them, and that's stuff we can do. But what you have to understand about non-GMO project, the NSF, I think companies like that, these are companies that they make money. And there's a financial component to what they're doing. I have nothing bad to say about them. They're doing great work, but there's a pretty high cost often to work with these companies. And so you have to decide as a businessman, do we really need this certification? And, you know, their job is for you as a consumer to say, oh, I've got to have non-GMO project certified stuff. Well, that's not always what's necessary. The fact they're doing good work doesn't mean they're the only company doing good work. And so since we are a manufacturer, I'm privy to a lot more inside information because I deal with raw material vendors. I talk to them. I can do my own testing, just DNA testing. There's a lot of work that I can do here. And so that's kind of, those are some of the issues that go on. But the fact that we're family owned and operated, the fact that we do all this work ourselves, and what Melody said, those things all go into that calculation. And I'm just, these companies charge, honestly, horrendous amounts of money to work with them. It becomes that component that's financially driven is significant. So we can sort of check that box in other ways It's more practical for us. And plus it allows us to supply products to you at my goal is always to give you a Ferrari product at a Chevy price. That's who I am.
Fair-minded
as a person.
Pricing.
And that's always what it's been. So the more that we do that, now I have to build that cost in the product, and I don't want to do that. So anyway, so that's kind of, I hope that answers the questions for all of you, but we need to move on because we're going to run out of time. So Melody, what is your talking point this week about?
Well, mine is an interesting little article that is called The Ugly Truth About Probiotic Supplements. And I wanted to talk about this today because in all of the Emerald condition specific formulas and in all of these multis that we're focusing on today, we do include active strains of Acidophilus and B. bifidus in all of those formulas to offer you, the consumer, some additional benefit. And this is a big topic of discussion because they're not all created equal. Some products are very viable, some strains are very effective, and then some things are not. So I just felt like this is an article that Dr. Stengler wrote. I found it really interesting, and I thought you would too. So there is an all-natural therapy that millions of Americans rely on daily. They don't just use this stuff. Many absolutely swear by it. So naturally, the mainstream just launched a major new attack on this proven natural superstar. And you know what? This might shock you, so you might want to sit down before I tell you. For once, they're absolutely right. So how to get probiotic supplements that work? Georgetown University experts issued a warning that consumers are essentially being conned by probiotics. Now, anyone who knows Dr. Sengler knows that he believes in health-enhancing powers of good bacteria. The right probiotic supplement can improve lives and reverse some of today's leading quality of life issues, from digestive disorders to immune function to mood problems. But Georgetown is exactly right, because in many ways, these supplements have become a victim of their own success. Probiotic has become a meaningless buzzword used to market everything from sugary yogurt drinks to fake butter spreads, including some that may have hidden trans fats. A probiotic isn't like magnesium or vitamin D. It's not a single specific nutrient to be delivered in certain amounts. It refers to an entire range of bacteria, including many that offer little to no benefit at all. But consumers often have no way of knowing. And indeed, the analysis finds that 65% of probiotic products made claims on the label that could not be verified by research. This wasn't just blind bashing of natural supplements, as you might expect. The researchers admit that some strains and claims are backed by sound science, not the ones for sale in most supermarkets and vitamin shops. And we're not talking vitamin shop the chain, we're talking just supplement retailers, okay? That's a better way of saying it.
Yes.
I agree with them there. I've checked the labels. I found most of them are absolute garbage, often with low quality strains that have never been proven in human studies. The reason the claims on the label in those cases aren't backed by evidence is because that evidence doesn't exist. But don't let this scare you away from probiotics. Most people today need them, especially given our constant exposure to low level antibiotics via food, from meats and dairy in particular, and chemicals in water, as well as chemicals that can wreck the balance of bacteria in the gut and diminish your levels of healthy germs. But do be a smart consumer about it. Read labels closely, look at the specific strains and amounts, and get a probiotic formula with bacteria tested in multiple human trials, including essentials such as Lactobacillus acidophilus and Bifidobacterium longum. Rick, I know that you would probably have something to add to this and why, you know, we include what we do in the Raw Whole Food Blends.
Well, I'll say years ago when we developed the Raw Whole Food Blend, a lot of companies just put fairy dusting amounts of probiotics there, and probiotics do run the gamut. There are some probiotics that are high adhesion strains in the gut because you're trying to re-inoculate the gut with the naturally occurring indigenous bacteria that is supposed to reside, grow, and flourish there. Some probiotics, they're not even indigenous to the small and large intestine. They're called transient flora. So they might go through and they might, you know, kill a couple pathogens or whatever they do, but then they're eliminated. So that's not really helping re-inoculate or recolonize after you've taken antibiotics or after you've eaten meats with antibiotics. So you've got to re-inoculate the gut. So you've got to be constantly be kind of supporting those troops that are in the small and large intestine with the Acidophilus and B. bifidus. Those are the two that are indigenous to the large and small intestine. And then you've got years ago, there was a guy, he made some of this probiotic company that's well respected. They were like, look, this one is cheese strain. This is going to do nothing. You know, so, and you know, yogurt often has Thermophilus. Thermophilus is not an indigenous flora. It's a transient flora. There's another one called Bulgaricus. Bulgaricus is a transient flora. And that doesn't mean they're valueless. It just means they are what they are. They're transient flora. So all those things matter. And so you want to use a good therapeutic dosing of probiotics. So in our Raw Whole Food Blend, we give you anywhere from 50 million to 200 million CFUs per serving. So that's per capsule, per two capsules, whatever. So it's a therapeutic dosing level. And some companies will give you, you know, they might give you, a million, 2 million, whatever it is, you know, but we're giving you hundreds of millions of CFUs per serving. So that's a big deal. And now keep in mind, if you take a straight probiotic, that's often in, you might get that in billions, 5 billion, 10 billion, but we're giving you, with all these products, we're giving you probiotics every day when you're taking a multi, when you're taking a blood pressure, blood sugar, then I actually take individual probiotics on their own. But I hope that clarifies. We're out of time for segment two, so we'll be right back for segment three of Crossroads of Health.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it's also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Labs Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes to help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common food sensitivities. Emerald Labs Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion, such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald can be found at fine health retailers nationwide or at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson, today in the studio talking about something that everybody should be taking. And that is a good quality multivitamin. So for those of you like who eat really well, you may eat organic, you may make very good food choices. The unfortunate thing is that in this day and age, and probably in many day and ages, it's almost impossible to actually know what you're getting nutritionally out of your multi. Now, if you've missed any part of the top of this show, please go back and check it out at the archives at cohradio.com or at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Either one of those will get you there. Now, Rick, we've got an awful lot to talk about with these multis because our multis are very complex. There's an awful lot to them.
Yes, they are. And going back to why are these multis Ferrari multis? Well, let me just start by saying a lot of the one daily multis you get out there, they're tablets. They're full of stearic acid, which is trans fat. Stearic acid is most often full of pesticides and genetically modified organisms, which I don't want. You're taking something for your health, but you're getting something that technically is pro-cancerous and is pesticides and GMOs, things I definitely don't want. And those tablets often have 3 to 7% stearic acid. So that is not good. So everything we have, you'll notice it's encapsulated. That's because I don't want to use tablets because I don't want to use stearic acid that is produced from trans fat. So beyond that, there's just so many things. And I'm going to start talking about the minerals. Minerals are one thing. Your body does not produce any minerals at all. And it produces very few vitamins, a couple vitamins in the gut. Other than that, they all have to come from the food supply. So now the USDA through the years, decades and decades ago, has done numerous studies on the demineralization in the soils. That when we started using synthetic fertilizers back, 60 years ago, we didn't really compost much anymore. So there's a severe reduction in mineral content in the minerals in the soil. And since we have to get these minerals from the foods that we eat, we have kind of a problem here. So supplementing has become very important and becomes progressively more important to just actually get the vitamins and minerals that your body needs. So then when you get to the minerals, you say, okay, there are different forms of the minerals. If you take calcium or magnesium, you can take what's called calcium salt. That is the mineral. And then you have to complex it with some sort of acid. Like you'll see calcium citrate, you'll see calcium gluconate, you'll see calcium carbonate. So that is a calcium salt bonded with some sort of acid, glucuronic acid or citric acid, things like that. And that's so your body can absorb it. But you will notice that calcium carbonate is a very common form of calcium that is utilized. That is one of the most poorly absorbed forms of calcium there is. It can cause chronic constipation, And so it's not what you consume that matters. It's what you absorb into the bloodstream that matters. So they use calcium carbonate because it's about 10% of the cost of a calcium citrate or some better form of calcium. And magnesium, same difference. So it's all about the forms of the minerals. So we use Albion chelated minerals. Albion is a company that's been around for many decades. They are doing landmark research. They've always done landmark research in absorption, in using the top quality forms of the minerals that are the most well absorbed available. And I will tell you, they run about 2 to 3 times more than any other mineral you're going to get out there. We only use Albion chelated minerals in our multis. And we do it because we want to make sure you're getting maximum absorption of the minerals. And it's not like when you're absorbing them, you go, wow, don't really feel like I'm absorbing that magnesium. You'll know in your blood work. And I will tell you, my wife, Julie, my 2 daughters, Courtney and Cassidy, we see Dr. Stengler when we get our blood work about once a year. And magnesium deficiency is a big problem out there. And almost all of us tend to run light on our magnesium. And if you're consuming a magnesium that's not well absorbed, you have a problem. And if your blood work from your standard doctor isn't testing for that, you wouldn't know. And then when we went and saw him, we said, well, what are the results of that? He goes, well, are you tired? Is your brain working properly? Because magnesium is tied to dozens and dozens of different metabolic reactions in the body. So you desperately need magnesium in your diet.
The magnesium, the Albion chelates, those are definitely foundational. I already talked to you kind of about the Pure Way C in a previous segment and mentioned to you more the aspect of the non-GMO verified nature of that. But the thing about the Pure Way C that is so special and unique is that most forms of vitamin C will only stay in your body for about 4 to 5 hours. And so that means that you are lacking that antioxidant protection from the vitamin C that it provides for all those other hours in the day. So if you really wanted to maintain your vitamin C levels throughout the day, you'd have to take it multiple times throughout the day. With Pure Way C, what is so unique about it is a proprietary ingredient. It contains ascorbic acid, but also citrus bioflavonoids and vegetable fatty acids. And the way that they combined this specialized ingredient, it's actually proven to stay in your body for about 12 hours. So that's half a day. That's half of a 24-hour day. So if you take one of our multivitamins in the morning, then you take the Pure Way C, which we actually have as a standalone at night, then you have 24-hour coverage. And that's really, really important because you want to prevent getting sick. There's definitely things you can take after you get sick to help your body get well sooner. But ideally, you want to just prevent it in the first place, right? Now, the other thing is, too, is that we want to stay away from soy as much as possible because soy can become estrogenic. With vitamin E, typically the forms that you will find is a natural soy-based vitamin E, or you'll find what would be considered more, in the true sense of the word, a synthetic vitamin E that is not really so much considered a bioidentical. It's not as easily recognizable by the body as being something that would occur in nature. So oftentimes the better option would be the soy-based vitamin E. Well, guess again, we are using a sunflower-based vitamin E. So you get the soy-free nature of it, and it's also naturally sourced. So, you know, there's some very, very unique choices that are made in here. One of the things that we definitely need to dig into, because it's such a heartbeat of this formula and our Be Healthy, obviously, is the B vitamins. We're using very unique forms of Bs in these formulas. One of the things that we do absolutely across the board is we use pure methylated B12. So that is methylcobalamin. Now, there are some very inexpensive multis out there. Like Rick said, sometimes a multivitamin resembles a roller skate versus, you know, what we're trying to provide you, which is a luxury car, so that you're getting the highest quality, not just getting something that may or may not really help you get where you need to go. Oftentimes, what you're going to find is that those cheaper formulas are going to be using a form called cyanocobalamin. Cyanocobalamin is not only not the best form to choose, but it's also very hard for your body to absorb. So your body actually has to work harder to convert it in a large amount of cyanocobalamin into a very small amount of methylcobalamin. So you're really not getting a whole lot out of that. And one of the things that I like to say, even though our products are very fair-minded in pricing, is that the most expensive thing you can spend your money on is something that's not going to work for you. Now, we're basically out of time in this segment as well. So we'll have to dive more into this probably in the next segment. But Rick, you look like you had something to add.
We're going
to
mention briefly, just I want to talk about alpha-lipoic acid and grapeseed extract. All these basic formulas that are for men or women, the three basic formulas, they have alpha-lipoic acid, which is a recycler of vitamin E and vitamin C. It repotentiates them, which is great. So that's a great value and a therapeutic dosing level. We also use European grapeseed extract in all these formulas. Just go look at another formula and see if you're going to get these kinds of things, and you will not. Sometimes you'll get a fairy dust amount, but that grapeseed extract is very cardioprotective, just a great antioxidant. The European is so important because a lot of the grapeseed comes from China, and it's really just, quite frankly, it's not effective. So anyway, just a lot of great stuff. When we come back, we're going to get into the B vitamins, and so we hope you'll stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, pure whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson, today. So if you've missed any part of today's show, it's on multivitamins and the value of them and how they can help you to bridge nutritional gaps. This is a show literally for everybody. Y'all should be taking a multi.
Y'all
should be taking a multi. So if you did miss any part of the show, please go check out the rest of the archive on cohradio.com or at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And then from there, you can link over to our website, emeraldlabs.com, or our affiliate, supplements.one. The reason why we always refer people to supplements.one is because they're the only retail partner that we have currently that carries every single formula that we make. And add to that, they actually honor coupon codes that partner with our listeners here at Crossroads of Health Radio. And when we give out a coupon code during our Getting to Know You at the end of this segment, the code BOYS will save you significantly at checkout on supplements.one. But you're going to have to wait till the very end of the show to hear what that's going to apply to.
That's right. Anyway, we want to finish up. There's so much in these multis, and we really can't cover it all on this show. But you got to tune in next week. We decided we're not going to get through the men's specific stuff today. So next week will be our gender multi show, talking about men, talking about women, why those multis are different and better for the men and the women. We're going to talk about prenatal stuff. So all those things are going to be next week in part two of this multi series we're doing. So I want to talk quickly just about some of the B vitamins, particularly B2 and B6. Coenzymated B vitamins are important because you can kind of think of them as pre-digested B vitamins, because the body has to convert these B vitamins in the gut in order to be effectively uptaken into the bloodstream. So they're B1, B2, B3, B3A, B5, B6. They all come in coenzymated forms. We use the B2 and the B6. We include the coenzymated forms of both of those because, according to Dr. Singer, those are the two B vitamins that you really want to have those coenzymated forms included. The B1, the B3, the B5. He said, I haven't seen any issues in my practice with those being converted in the body. But the areas the B2, the B6, the B12, as Melody mentioned earlier, and then the methylfolate, which she's going to get into. That's a different issue. So we use the B2, that's R5P, the riboflavin 5-phosphate. We include that in the B2. And then the P5P, B6, that's a coenzymated form. That's the pyridoxal 5-phosphate form. We include that. And it's important to understand that some of these B vitamins, you have genetic defects. Some people out there are familiar with methylation defects. But with B2 and B6, there's no genetic issues. So that's not the problem. But that does sort of dovetail right into the methylfolate and why that is so crucial. And I, even before Melody gets into that, I want to mention my youngest daughter, Cassidy. She has the gene expression from both myself and my wife, Julie. So I said, you have the bad one. So I said, you must take our multis because, you know, it's brain development. It's, you know, it's management of homocysteine. It's all these things. So it's so important for the rest of us, my wife, my oldest daughter, and Julie, we only have one. But I said, Cassidy, I'm sorry, honey, you got both. So anyway, so why is that important? Melody's going to tell all of us.
Well, you know, like Rick said, there's a whole array of B vitamins, and B vitamins are so essential because they do deal with brain function, neurological health, energy production, your mood, your joints even, your adrenal hormone production. B vitamins are essential, but for the most part, your body can take more standard forms of those and convert them into your body. With the B12, like I talked about, it's a very low conversion rate when you start with that lesser form, the cyanocobalamin, so we stick with the pure methylated methylcobalamin. Now, with the folate, this is a very, very unique issue surrounding folate because, like Rick mentioned, there is a genetic issue that almost 46% of Americans suffer from. Essentially, what that means is you are born with a defective gene. You can have one or two. You inherit one from each of your parents. And that has a major effect on brain health. B9 or folate or folic acid, which is the non-preferable form, has a major effect on overall brain health. Like Rick said, homocysteine. Anybody who has this genetic defect and is not taking this methylated form that we use, which is 6S-5-methyltetrahydrofolate MTHF. So it directly refers to the MTHFR gene. So essentially, high homocysteine puts you at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke. It also is being connected to brain health because high homocysteine affects your brain. That could lead to the development of Alzheimer's later in life. For women who are pregnant, it plays a key role in early neural fetal development. So you can have a significantly greater risk of having a baby born with spina bifida or another neural tube defect if you have this gene, aren't aware of it, and are not getting what you need in B9. Now, it also plays a major key role, again, in overall brain health. So you got to think about anxiety, depression, also the development of schizophrenia. So there are so many different things that B9 is key for that we only use this pure methylated form of B9, again, also known as folate. A lot of people are familiar with folic acid, but that's really not the superior form. So the big thing with all of these multis, there's just so much to talk about, and we are going to talk more about different things that we're using that set these formulas apart in the coming show. But, you know, again, it's all about ingredient choices, and it's all about choosing the nutrient forms that are going to be the easiest for your body to absorb, putting them in clinical amounts, making sure that you're getting the right thing to really help to build a nutritional foundation. Because unfortunately, it doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter how well you eat. You really don't have a way of guaranteeing that you're getting what you need unless you take a quality multi.
That's true. And I do want to mention, so B9, for in a practicality sense, B9 equals folate, equals methylfolate, equals folic acid. There are differences. Folic acid is synthetic, but if you just think of it that way, they're all the same. Historically, people have just said folic acid on the label, but Melody said some people have been emailing, calling in saying, well, do you have B9 in this? So there's some people how they're educated. So just remember, they're all the same thing. We may change our label to include that terminology B9, just so people understand that is folate. So I know we have our getting to know you this week. So should I just jump right in? Why don't you set it up, Mel, for everybody so they know what we're talking about here?
Well, this week we're using the code BOYS, B-O-Y-S. And that is going to give you 50% off of any of our multis. So all 16 SKUs, that means 11 options. Some of them come in two different sizes. So when you check out at supplements.one this week, you can get an additional 50% off of their already 10% everyday low prices. Now, Rick and I had a pretty funny conversation before we started the show about why we would choose the code BOYS. And he had a funny little thing that happened recently to share.
Yes. And we chose boys, not men. My so my daughter, Courtney, she just has gone to college this year. And so she's not the big talker. My younger Cassie's big talker. But Courtney's really been putting herself out there. I always told her, remember, FOR, family, occupation, recreation. When you're talking to people, you just go back to that. How's your family? What do you do? What do you do for free time? That kind of thing. So she'd been talking. So she was walking back from classes one day. It's kind of a long walk. She's talking to these boys. Oh, what are you majoring in? This and that. And they're back up to her dorm. There's this big, very, very steep hill. So one of the boys, he goes, hey, guys, I'll go get my car. I'll run up there and I'll bring it down so we don't have to walk up steep hill. I'll drive us up there, which is just kind of silly, but whatever. He's a boy. That's it. So he goes, runs up there, brings his car down. I think there's maybe two other boys and my daughter. So he comes back down and Courtney doesn't really know these boys. So he goes to his friends. He goes, hey, you know, Bobby, Ralph, jump on in. And okay, so they jump in. There's Courtney standing there and up the hill they go. Courtney's left in the exhaust cloud. And she's like, she goes, you know, she's thinking how rude and sensitive. And my daughter's not real. She's not like upset, but she's like, wow. And I said,
rolling her eyes.
Boys just don't get it, sweetie. They're like house pets that need to be trained. We don't get it. And so anyway, so I said, when they get married, they get better. But anyway, yeah. So boys, there you go.
Well, I have a funny story to share, you know, and this is about my husband when we first started dating. And, you know, he's such a great guy and he really is such a wonderful husband. But this just struck me as so funny when we were first newly dating and still getting to know each other. He, you know, he was in the Marine Corps and he was stationed at Pendleton and I was living in Long Beach at the time. And so he would drive back and forth to see me. And so he invited me to go on a date if I would drive down to San Clemente. And so I thought, okay, when I met him, I was hanging out with some girlfriends, t-shirt, jeans, ponytail, nothing fancy, wasn't decked out at all. And so I thought, okay, I'll get dressed up. So I got all dolled up to the nines, wearing big wedges, which I wear flip-flops most of the time. I like to keep my feet flat on the ground, my flat feet flat on the ground. And so I got all decked out, showed up, we hopped in his truck, and we drove to a taco stand. And when I say taco stand, I mean taco stand. And it's a great little place. It's called Pedro's Tacos. But when you tell me you're going to take me on a date, I definitely was not expecting Pedro's Tacos. Literally not even a place to sit except for the benches on the side while you're waiting for them to bring you your to-go order. So I thought, wow, either he doesn't know better or he's testing me. So at the end of the night, he actually did take me down to go sit by the water where we ate, and it was really beautiful. And then we walked out on the pier. I almost like dropped an ankle in my heels. But we get down to the end of the pier and he pulled out his phone and put on some Frank Sinatra and asked me to dance under the moonlight. So it was a total turnaround, but it was just a very funny thing. And I asked him seriously one time later on, I said, were you messing with me? And he said, no, I thought it was cool. And I said, you know, I'm a girl that can hang with the taco stand, but I didn't really know what to think at that time. So there you go.
Man, he could have made a lot of missteps there. So anyway, so this week's code is BOYS, B-O-Y-S, 50% off all the multis. So that's a great deal. That's less than wholesale. So check it out at our partner, supplements.one. And please join us again next week for another exciting episode, round two of multis on Crossroads of Health.